Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Well, I know we're going to sound a little bit like a broken record, but we're going to talk about transportation in rural Minnesota again.
Mm-hmm. It's transportation part two.
Really, because for two reasons. One is online at ruralmn.org, you can find a new report that talks about the issues that we spoke of last week, which are the funding mechanisms for transportation throughout the state are in jeopardy. I mean, the gas tax is flat, if not falling, and other revenue sources have kind of dried up as well. There's some new federal rules that really favor the big trunk highways and
right.
and interstates and that sort of thing. So faced with that, the state, and by the way, Minnesota not alone in this.
Right.
A lot of states are looking at the same situation. What do we do about alternative funding sources? Because there's just going to be a deficit. We're not going to be able to pave all the roads and fix all the bridges and all that stuff.
Right. And the gas tax is the tax that everybody's been using all these years because it's easy to use. It's, you know, you basically pay at the pump. It's invisible, and it generates a lot of money.
It does, but because of the nature of how people are purchasing gasoline and driving less and all the rest of that stuff, alternatively fueled cars,
right.
it is a potentially dwindling resource. So one of the ideas that's being kicked around in multiple states is the idea of a mileage tax.
Right. It's one of the few options that has the potential to raise as much money as the gas tax did. And basically the idea is you are taxed on the number of miles you drive.
Right. So it is a usage tax. Mm-hmm. It seems like much like the gas tax, it's at least a fairer way to tax folks who are heavy users of the roadways.
Right, and it captures all those vehicles that are using the road that may not be using gas.
Right, so the electric cars or alternatively fueled vehicles mm-hmm. Would still share in the costs of repairing and building roads and bridges and whatnot.
Right, and MnDOT actually did a pilot test of this last year in Wright County just to see how it would work in the real world. And the main problem with using this, it's a good idea, but the main problem is implementing it, because you have to have a means of recording how many miles people drive and how invasive do you get and how do you tell where people have been driving and things like that. And there's a lot of questions to be answered, but there are a good number of states that are looking at this particular option. Some of the other options that states are looking at, a lot of them are just fiddling with their gas taxes or mm-hmm. implementing sales taxes and trying different policies. Some are doing toll roads.
Mm-hmm.
That's an option that some states are doing. And then there are various others, but not that many that people are looking at very seriously.
Right, because some of those are kind of vague. They aren't necessarily as fair as a mileage tax would be for the heavy users.
And just not easy to implement.
True enough. Thanks, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.